media,
especially these huge income claims. It's hitting a pain point that people have right now, because a lot of people are very, very stretched financially, and so it grabs immediate attention.
Hi, my name is Ronnie Cruz. After almost two decades as a career network marketer, I realized that despite continual work on my personal and professional development, that I had hit a massive brick wall. So I took a deep and honest look at myself, top to bottom, hoping to find answers. And my search led me to one conclusion. The definitions I held of my business, of my world, of my life, were the very things holding me back. If I wanted to change, if I wanted to grow beyond my current circumstances, I had to wipe the slate clean and redefine. This show is dedicated to helping you identify the belief systems, the mindsets, the very definitions that have held you back, and then help you break through those limitations to finally create the life you've been working so hard to achieve. Welcome to the Redefine Podcast.
All right, happy Podcast Day, Tuesday edition. Welcome to the show for those of you who are brand new listeners. And of course, if you are an existing listener, welcome back. And if you're watching YouTube, hi, good to see you. I took a week off from the show. I've been very, very busy traveling. Well, not really traveling anymore. I was up in Pennsylvania for 4 days to do an event up there. And now I'm here in the suburbs at mom's. So I'm not home. Basically, if you're watching the YouTube, you'll notice that I'm not in my usual recording area. You got this green wall for the next couple of weeks, because I'm going to be here for a couple of weeks down at mom's place. Anyways, neither here nor there. It's good to be back. I want to talk about marketing today, get into some digital marketing conversations in this next handful of episodes. But in particular for today, I want to talk about results-oriented marketing. What do I mean by that? Well, it's exactly that, showing people the results and enticing them to purchase your product, your services, your whatever it happens to be, based on the results that you're showing them. I look at it as very kind of old school advertising. I mean, with TV, radio, broadcast medium, even print medium as well, you know, magazines and newspapers, if any of you still read those. Advertising historically has been very results oriented. You get they show us the result that they think we want to have in our lives, and it elicits a certain reaction from the viewer or from the consumer. Generally impulsive, especially with anything online, because it's an immediate reaction that you get. That you elicit from a post like that. And really, it's results-oriented marketing and posts on social are meant to get a quick reaction, right? Are meant to catch attention. Now, I am speaking specifically on Instagram, because that's been my main platform right now that I've been studying and looking at. And I'm also talking about a very specific corner of digital marketing, and really, I think, I don't know if it's the algorithm or what, but the algorithm has pretty much given me mostly marketers who are selling or promoting digital courses, all right, digital products, which I get, you know, no big deal. Like I was in a space where I wanted to learn, and so the algorithm showed me people or put people in front of me, marketers in front of me who had products, digital products that I can learn from. So it makes perfect sense. However, as I've gotten deeper into the space, you know, you start observing and seeing some really kind of funny patterns and behaviors. One of those things is the prevalence of results marketing, i.e. income claims, I made this much money last week, or in the last 13 months, I've made $3 million, you know, whatever the situation. Like this is an exotic beach that I now live on because of digital marketing. You know, like there's lots of stuff like that. And again, I totally get it. It catches attention, especially these huge income claims. It's hitting a pain point that people have right now, because a lot of people are very, very stretched financially. And so it grabs immediate attention. I am concerned about this. Well, I'm not really concerned, because, you know, I run my marketing the way I run my marketing. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But for me, it's something that I want to warn you against, not to make any judgments, but it is because, so first of all, because it is a quick attention grab. It's going to be, and the fact that it elicits impulsive reaction from your viewer or from your audience, it's not going to be something that I think will last, right? It doesn't have a long-term, it's not a long-term strategy, right? From an individual basis, and even from a sector or a industry basis, if there are more and more digital marketers out there making income claims, and there then becomes less and less substance in the content that digital marketers are putting out. As a result of that, then audiences are going to just tune out, and at least this aspect of digital marketing, and how they're posting and how they're showing up will just be bye-bye, right? So as a strategy, from an individual standpoint and a group standpoint, it's not something that's going to last. Number two, yeah, I mean, sure, you might be able to get attention, but what connection are you making? Are you there for the immediate sale? And if so, that's fine. Again, I make no judgments, but in the long term, you got to think about your business and realize that social media, especially, is capable of so much more than a one-way communication, right? With the old traditional ways of advertising on broadcast media and on print media, it was very much a one-way communication, and you're communicating to a mass amount of people. And so you had to really tune in that piece of marketing to grab their attention as quickly as possible and elicit, an impulsive response, because you're just working the numbers. With social media, you don't have to do that. And in fact, you can have a much better long-term strategy by leveraging social media's ability to connect with people, right? And develop those relationships, develop that rapport, develop that trust. Sure, you may not necessarily get the immediate result that you want, right? You won't necessarily get the immediate sale, but again, in the long term, it makes for a healthier marketing strategy, because you're developing the relationship, you're developing the rapport, and that audience that is very curated to you, right? It's the audience that you're meant to attract. Their trust in you will continue to grow, as opposed to just continuing selling them the result that you just made $1 million in the last 6 months, right? Like there's no value to that. They don't get to know who you are, and they're definitely not going to trust you the trust definitely isn't going to grow because, all you're doing is trying to sell them on something, right? Again, it's very shallow and it's very hollow. Sure, it may create the sale for you in the short term. And again, I'm not saying that, like, I'm not making any judgments. People are making money hand over fist using this kind of marketing, but I can't see it lasting very long for the individuals doing it, nor for the whole sector, the whole sector of the population of marketers that are using this kind of strategy, right? Regardless of what's happening in the digital marketing realm, if you adhere to this principle of being authentic, giving value, being of service, letting people get to know who you are so that you can develop rapport, and then you can develop that trust with your audience, you'll grow an audience that is uniquely for you, that is meant for you, you'll develop a long-term business. You'll be able to grow and build a long-term business that doesn't rest on immediate sales. It's a slower build. And I know it's a little bit more of a curve, but it's worth putting up with the kind of the initial drudgery and uphill slog to get to a point where you know that you have longevity in your business and in your marketing to build it this way. Focus on delivering value, focus on being of service in your content, focus on being authentic and being real and letting your audience get to know who you are. And I'm telling you, no matter what happens what will happen in the digital marketing space on the social platforms or anything like that, you'll be able to still have a thriving marketing arm to your growing business. So that's it. Hopefully that makes sense. Keep an eye out for these digital marketers that are posting content that's results marketing, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see what I'm talking about. And who knows, the trends might start shifting again so that we see less and less of this, because I know, and this is, I'll save this for another episode, but I know there's a big shakeup, and I've already alluded to this in past episodes. There is some shakeup happening in the digital marketing space, in this corner of the digital marketing space that's I think it's going to be pretty significant here in the next couple of weeks. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. All remains to be seen. But again, I think if you focus on the things that we talked about today, those are sound fundamental principles that you can build anything on, really, when it comes to social media marketing and digital marketing. Okay, so that's going to do it for today. We'll see you on Thursday with a fresh new one. So until then, be well, be safe. We'll see you in the next episode.